This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man who killed 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in 2021 has been sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences. A jury found Ahmad Alissa guilty on all 55 criminal counts, including 10 for first-degree murder. Colorado has no death penalty. The jury deliberated for 6 hours over 2 days, rejecting the defense's claim that Alissa was insane at the time of the shooting. Denver Public Schools' controversial reform strategy led to the largest academic improvement that education researchers have ever studied. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on a new local study.
DPS's strategy from 2008 to 2019 relied on opening new charter and innovation schools and closing low-performing schools. The CU Denver study shows students who experienced 2 years of reformed schooling received the equivalent of between 6 months and 2 years of additional schooling compared to students in surrounding districts. CU Denver's Parker Baxter.
With each additional year of reform, the effects got larger.
The reform years were turbulent, marked by turmoil and community pushback. Baxter says the study provides evidence that big districts with challenges can bring about dramatic change. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
School districts around the state are coming into compliance with a new state law requiring staff to use a student's chosen name if it reflects their gender identity. Supporters of the law argue it affirms the identities of trans youth, while opponents say the law infringes on parental rights. CU Boulder brings back its annual Culture Crawl tomorrow. CPR's Eden Lane has more on the day-long public festival.
The event offers a diverse array of arts and cultural experiences. Attendees can explore Mexican rodeo traditions, participate in street painting, learn about pollinators, sample international candies, and delve into American music history at different venues around campus. The event showcases the university's rich cultural resources, including rare collections and interactive exhibits, providing an opportunity for community engagement and learning. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.